And it is time for this week's round of Adopt-A-Pet. Every week we meet a different dog or cat who's looking for their forever home. Adopt-A-Pet is made possible by Annie Burton State Farm and Eno River Dental, two great Hillsboro businesses excited to help local organizations with the needs of homeless pets. State Farm agent Annie Burton loves all things local, local restaurants, local people, local businesses, and of course, local animal rescue organizations. Visit myagentknows.com to learn more about Annie and her team. They're all experts in auto, home, home life, and of course, pet insurance. Today, we are joined by a couple of folks from Independent Animal Rescue. AnimalRescue.net is their website. Sarah McQuillan's here from IAR, along with Sean McCarthy, who is currently fostering this week's Adopt-A-Pet Pet of the Week, a really cool dog named Peyton, who's been here in the studio hanging out for the last 10 minutes or so, and he's great. Everyone, thank you so much for being with us. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
So, Sean, we were talking before. You've been fostering Peyton since around November, so it's been a few months. Tell us about him. What's he like?
Mm-hmm, that's correct. He is a senior dog. We know that he's 13, mm-hmm. but he acts more like maybe 6 or 7 or 8. He's very playful and puppy-like with my two dogs. Mm-hmm. He's just a big, friendly cuddle bug.
What kind of dog is he?
I have no idea. He's definitely some kind of large breed mix. Mm. Maybe some, what were you saying, Sarah?
I was wondering if he had Dalmatian because he has the cutest black speckles, some more pronounced.
Not like the big, huge Dalmatian spots, but like the little,
specks. Little black speckles, and then this velvety fur, so soft, really adorable.
How big is he?
He's 78 pounds.
Okay.
So he was a little over 80 when I got him, but we've been walking a lot.
Sounds good. So what is he like at home to hang out with? He's obviously good with other dogs.
Well, he's good with my two for the most part.
Okay.
But he does resource.
He's relatively good with other dogs.
He does resource guard, is what we call it in the dog world. So particularly the bone or the rope, he'll kind of growl and say, "That's my bone. That's my rope."
Yeah, I do the same thing. Totally feel his pain. Cool. Speaking with Sean McCarthy and Sarah McQuillan, Sean's fostering Peyton, who was our Adopt-A-Pet Animal of the Week. And again, we're going to have photos of Peyton up on our website, chapelboro.com, at the Bark Report of the Town Square section, up on social media. I'm sure there's pictures of him up on animalrescue.net mm-hmm. as well. So you can go there and find out more about Peyton and all of the other great animals at Independent Animal Rescue. You, Sarah McQuillan, here representing the organization. What's going on at IAR that folks should know about right now?
Well, we're always looking for fosters like Sean to mm-hmm. join the team. Kitten and puppy season are upon us, and so we have lots of need right now for fosters more than usual. We also have a Mother's Day sale coming up, which we call it a sale. It's more like an auction, so it'll be a fun way for you to pick out a gift for mom.
Awesome.
Right ahead of Mother's Day coming up on May 8th, I think. So always sneaks up and. Our moms always deserve the best presents. So
sounds good.
Stay tuned.
Sean, how long have you been fostering?
I'm thinking 6 years, maybe seven.
How'd you get started?
Well, you know, a little over 11 years ago, life was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I'm glad I can laugh at it now, but the only reason I kept going was my dog at the mm-hmm. time. And she really gave me something to live for.
Yeah.
So she was an old girl. I had to put her to sleep. She probably lived to be 13 or 14.
Okay.
She got cancer, but she really helped me through a tough spot. And then I thought, once I started doing well again, this is how I'm going to give back to the canine community.
And it's good to be able to not just take care of dogs, but also to help out dogs that need it, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And a lot of times people will talk with me and say they're interested in fostering, but it's so hard. How do you let them go? And it is tough, but my way to deal with that is I always have usually two dogs of my mm-hmm. own. So when I place a dog, I'm not going home to an empty house.
That's fair.
And I see how happy it makes that family, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And we're constantly getting emails, like Sarah just said, about all these other dogs and cats. We need cat fosters.
Yeah.
All these animals who need fosters. So it's like just, you know, if I go into it with the mindset that this animal will be with me for sometimes days, sometimes weeks, sometimes months,
mm-hmm.
but eventually we're going to find them a home and move on to the help the next.
And Peyton is such a great dog. Again, he's just kind of chill right now, but super playful, like running around, walking around.
He does. He acts very puppy like. It's amazing. Yeah. He's 13, but he plays and loves to roll around on his back and have his belly scratched, and he's pretty good on walks. When he really is, he doesn't pull hard on the leash either way, back or forward. When he sees another dog, it's good to have a pocket or a pouch full of treats like I've got here.
Right.
Because he is interested in going to greet the other dog, and he's strong, so he'll try to. If you've got good treats, that'll get his attention off the other dog.
Yeah, that's also me as well. I've got a lot in common. So people are in the market to adopt a dog. More often than not, you kind of automatically gravitate to puppies. So like adopting a senior dog is a specific thing. So what should folks know about the advantages or the challenges of adopting a senior dog?
Well, this is great. Great question, because there's a small core group of people who seem to appreciate adopting just senior dogs. Mm-hmm. And one of the big things is there are no surprises.
Yeah.
You know, like particularly just in property destruction, for example. I've fostered puppies and I've had puppies, and sometimes it's like, oh my God, you know, you open the door and it looks like a bomb went off, you know.
We redecorated. Yeah.
So, I mean, he's just chill. He doesn't chew stuff up. He doesn't tear things up. You see what he's like, and that's what he's like. You know, he's just mature and friendly and sweet. So that kind of chill energy is what I think a lot of people appreciate about mm-hmm. adopting senior dogs. I don't know. What do you think, Sarah?
I think that's spot on, and I think it's a really special opportunity to have this dog. And you know, it might be for a short amount of time,
exactly.
Which is hard, but it's a unique opportunity to give them as much love as you can and as much as they deserve after whatever they've been through to bring them to this point.
Absolutely. Okay. Speaking with Sarah McQuillan, Sean McCarthy, Independent Animal Rescue, animalrescue.net is the website. Go there, find out more, and get information about Peyton and all the other great animals. People want to adopt Peyton, or if they're thinking about it, what's the next step? Where do they go? What do they do?
Well, they can apply on the website. That's the application form. Mm-hmm. And it's very thorough. It asks a lot of really good questions. Sometimes people will say, like, why do you ask so many questions? But if you actually stop and answer the questions, it's helpful. Like, how many times do you travel? Who's going to watch the dog if you're out of town?
Yep.
Things that some people might not think about otherwise. So, anyway, then it goes through, frankly, I'm not sure who first screens it. Do you know?
We've got a team of volunteer adoption screeners.
There you go.
Who look at all the applications that come in, and then we'll funnel them to fosters, and then our fosters do have a lot of say in who Peyton gets to go home with.
Yep.
They know him. Sean knows Peyton the best, and
of course,
we'll make sure it's a perfect match, that it's a successful adoption for everybody.
Yeah. Ultimately, it mm-hmm. lands in the foster has the final say.
Yep.
So it does get pre-screened, I think, twice, mm-hmm. is my understanding. And then it comes to, in this case, me. And the other good thing about IAR is we encourage people to do what I always end up calling a test drive.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. Let's make sure it's a good fit.
Right.
You know, like, my understanding of most shelters don't do that. They don't have time for that,
mm-hmm.
you know. But we want to make sure it's a good fit. And if it's not, he's more than welcome to come right back to my house, obviously.
That's good. Again, animalrescue.net for more information. There's photos of Peyton up there. We'll have photos on social media up on our website, champelboro.com, later today in the Bark Report, and a whole lot more. Sean McCarthy, Sarah McQuillan, thank you both so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
And again, animalrescue.net is the website. And thanks again to Annie Burton, State Farm, and Eno River Dental for making Adopt a Pet possible this week and every week. Both of those are women-owned Hillsboro businesses run by pet lovers who want to help animals find loving forever homes. Dr. Sharon Lau and Dr. Caroline Lotta run Eno River Dental. They're huge animal lovers. They've got more than 10 pets between them, so they really want you to adopt Peyton today. Read more about their practice and book an appointment online at enoriverdental.com.